third grade teacher, Brooke Baker, stands in front of her students, one arm raised like an orchestra conductor.
Would you just give me a quick thumbs up if you are already done right now?
Baker assigns learning buddies to help students who haven't finished the work. Then she sits down with a student who's struggling with rounding.
What are your two choices?
My two choices are 900 and 1,000.
Perfect.
Most of the time, Baker can keep all her students learning at about the same pace. But sometimes she gets stuck, like last year when a student couldn't get the hang of counting by fives. Baker called in a teaching support team, which discovered that the student was a visual learner and needed more repetition. So Baker posted examples around the room. The student and his learning buddy practiced for a couple of weeks, and he was back on track.
I kind of think about it as if you have your child and it's a puzzle. And you have that piece in your hand and you know where you want to put it, but you can't figure it out. I feel like my support partners, they can take an objective look, see that piece in a new light, maybe turn it and fit it in for me.
Statewide, special education numbers have risen from 11% in 1992 to 14.5% today. In that same time, Northville Public Schools numbers have plummeted to about 5%. The program saves the district more than $7 million a year. Teacher Brooke Baker says it's helped her increase her repertoire, so she needs to call the teams in less and less.
I could call them, but wait a minute. I remember using this technique with so-and-so 3 years ago, and I can bring that out of my toolbox.
Teaching support teams were introduced at Northville by Bob Sorensen. He was special ed director at the time and now runs a business that helps other districts set up similar programs. Sorensen says teachers know which students are falling behind, but in most districts, they can't do anything about it until the student qualifies for special education. He says by then, it's often too late.
If we wait a few more years until they get into a pattern from which they will probably never emerge, then we'll give them eligibility and significant support. How would I like to be the parent receiving that message?
Sorensen admits money helps. Northville is one of the most affluent districts in the state. But he says instructional support teams can work at even financially struggling school districts, especially if they get help from their county intermediate school district, as Redford Union Schools did. Redford Union set up teaching support teams 2 years ago. Already, Bowman Elementary Principal Susan Stanley is convinced it's working. Special ed placements went from 19 to 6 in 1 year. Stanley says the hardest part is breaking down the old culture of teaching, where asking a colleague for help meant you were failing.
It is a total paradigm shift to be able to say, I'm going to open up my classroom door and I'm going to have a colleague come in and observe a student that I'm having difficulty with and I don't know what to do. And then we're going to have a professional dialogue.
The approach has such dramatic results that it tends to win converts and disciples at a fast pace. One is State Senator Nancy Cassese. In 2005, the governor signed her bill, which gave grants to districts statewide to create their own teaching support teams. That funding fell to the state budget acts.
Isn't it ironic that in a time of budget crunch, if you will, a program that has proven itself through data and research to actually save money if implemented was cut?
But Cassese didn't give up. In this year's school aid budget, there's a provision allowing intermediate school districts, which provide support to all the districts in their county, to set up teacher support programs using existing funding. It's not ideal, but Cassese and other proponents of teaching support teams say they'll make up for lack of money with zeal.
Something is working, and now we've got to spread the good news and get the program in place.
I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.